You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. What's up, everybody? I'm super excited. It is another wonderful opportunity to speak to you guys vividly on my Monday motivation. And I know that, again, I am just late at this, and I'm just going to commit to what I know to do, and let's just get through it. Because it's late for me here on the West Coast, and I'm in the studio, as you can see, and as always, I am determined to stick to my Monday motivation, and today is definitely a great opportunity to speak about something that I feel like we should. We've talked about so many things in personal development, and we've talked about so many things that have been not sometimes the easiest conversation, because you have to be able to do that. If you want to have a balanced life, you got to deal with the good, bad, and indifferent, right? But there's times where you just want to talk about something that can maybe make you feel even more motivated to act on it. And today, my conversation is going to tie around one of my other business enterprises and one of my favorite things to do. And I think a lot of people could agree to it. It's something that in your lifetime that you would hope to be able to establish, accomplish, and experience. And that's traveling. So I decided today that I think we need to talk about things that can make our lives feel easier. Because I have been going in on a lot of topics that have been tough to talk about. My own personal journey of experiences, as well as things that I feel like we just need to have discussions on. So this is kind of light today, and I think it's a good time for it to be light, because today was a little challenging day for me. I don't know about you guys, but you know, with it being that the time change happened, I think everybody has to adjust to that. I know I always have this tendency to struggle a little bit when the time changes, especially this time of year, because I'm a sunshine girl. My name ain't Sunny for no reason. There's a real legitimate reason there. I do like sunshine, and I do like longer days of sunlight. And so we're in this point of when they say sometimes you're in hibernation season, because we're going into the colder, shorter days. The time change will bring about, daylight kind of vanishes very quickly. By 6 o'clock, it's completely black outside for the most part of the world. And so with that being said, this is probably one of the biggest times that people decide to do this, which is traveling. So my segment today is about invigorating your life with travel. And you see, I'm even playing the part in my attire. I got on my Loudmouth inspired travel influencer shirt today. That's just how much I was determined to talk about this, because I think it is for good purpose and good reason that we need to have those discussions, because there's a big part of this element that I feel that people need to make it a necessity. We find ways to do so many things, and travel can be whatever you make it to be. But it definitely involves change of scenery, taking time out from the day-to-day bustle and hustle, the things that you have to do. Sometimes a separation from spaces that are so common that you're within all the time. Sometimes it can involve a distance of family, friends, or, you know, there's a lot of solo traveling that's happening where people are going on trips and stuff by themselves. So there's just so many elements. Maybe you're doing it with the family. Maybe you're doing it with the partner or the spouse or the best friend. There's just no limitation of how this can look. But I do feel that it is necessary that we incorporate in our lives, because we only get one life experience. And I think that travel is one of those best things that when you make it become a priority of some point in your life, it changes the dynamics of how you might see things. So y'all know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
This is Sylvia
and Tito from Hemet.
And you're listening to Loudmouth Radio Network.
Banning Bath and Body, where we cater to your mind, body, and soul. Located at 12 San Gorgonio Avenue in downtown Banning. Stop in and purchase handcrafted candles, soaps, bath bombs, custom jewelry pieces. We also offer classes. Check me out on Instagram at Banning_bath_body to purchase items and for more details.
Fast Hauling, Junk Removal, and Demolition is serving the Hemet, San Jacinto, and Temecula Valley areas, providing affordable junk and bulk pickup services. Whether you're in need of home or business pickup, Fast Hauling and Demolition is available 7 days a week at 951-378-2727. In need of fast demolition? Looking to build or remodel? Fast Demolition is available to tear down and rebuild your kitchen, patio, bathroom, floors, walls, ceilings, and more. Fast Hauling and Demolition also provides front and backyard services if you're in need of trim of small palm trees, yard removal of debris, and more. Contact them at 951-378-2727.
All right, so as you know, we already know what we're going to talk about today. So there's not even a big old question about what is going through, where's this intro leading to? No, I'm going to talk about it. Guys, listen, if you have not had an opportunity to travel outside of the place that you've called home, where you were born, maybe where you were raised, maybe where you've been residing for the last 10, 15, 20, umpteen years, I am challenging you. That in 2023, which we still have left, in 2024, even if this year you don't necessarily travel somewhere, but you put it on paper, you put it in your journal, your notebook, on your phone. Matter of fact, and I listen, people, I know that people do this because people are traveling, looking for travel while they're at work, looking at their mind is in a space of escape. And it's cool to look at things. I feel it's so important to visually see it. This is why I'm saying it's equally as important that you write it, but then you also put it as a point of reference that you're going to do. So even if you can't pull it off this year, and let me tell you something about travel that sometimes people misconstrue. I don't necessarily mean that it's isolated to a plane, a boat, a car, a train. You could maybe get on your bike and ride. You might be a person that rides a bike, and you can ride, you know, to the beach. If you're in a city, state, or area that has water, you'll be surprised that even by a lake, right? So my listeners, this is a opportunity to step away from the norm and do this. I'm telling you guys, you have to do this, because I promise you, your soul is going to be happy with you. And there's not a time, requirement. It could be a day trip, meaning that you get out early in the morning. Maybe you only have one day. Or maybe you say, Sonny, man, I don't have time to travel this, and this. I don't have the finances. Listen, you get in your car, right? And if you're not a driver, maybe even Uber to the train station or to a bus stop, take the Greyhound or something. But literally, and then there's oh my God, there's Flixbus, there's Megabus, there's buses. You got buses now that have one-way destinations for $15, $20. I mean, it has just become that accessible to get around, right? So I am definitely saying to you that you have to prioritize this, because it just gives you another level of your life that is unexplainable. It is only from the natural element of experience can you understand this dynamic. And once you do it, once you get that real good taste of it, it opens up a whole nother sense. You know, we have our five senses, which is our, you know, sight, hearing, touch, taste, and feeling. And I think travel incorporates and synthesizes all of those elements, and then it creates this whole other aspect that dimensionally transforms you. And it's almost like from the inside out, because you're going to go to wherever. And once you get into that space, you'll start to take it in. You might see something that you like a waterfall or the ocean itself. It could be trees. You could be in the mountains. It could be the glory of the mountains, the sun. You might be in Key West and see a sunset. I mean, Key West has sunsets that make you just stop and pull off on the side of the road. And there's been times I do that. There's been times that I've been so tired driving, I'll pull over in the morning. I'll wake up 4 or 5 in the morning and watch that sunrise. So literally, you can steal away. Even if you physically are not in a position to go a great destination, maybe you don't have the funds. I know what it is not to have gas. I know what it is not to be able to have the opportunity to take time off and do something that, you know, you know you want to do it, but you just have these circumstances. But it's a funny thing about writing things down. You take your pen, you write it down, and you keep it in front of you. You keep it where it's close enough in proximity. And you make it a point, even if you make a screensaver, put it on your phone. There's a capability of creating that vision board on your device, because you always got your phone in your pocket 9 times out of 10, right? So put a place that you want to go and save it as a screensaver. So when you open up your phone, it is visually showing itself to you, and it's giving its appearance, and it's giving all that it can give. And so even if, you know, maybe you are an avid traveler, but you've never traveled internationally, put a destination that you definitely may have heard of, never been there, but want to go, right? You'll be surprised. You might stumble upon a flight, you know, that will give you an opportunity to fly internationally for less than a couple hundred dollars, right? You'll be shocked. But I do believe that it starts with the ambition. I believe that you have to intentionally want to have this experience, and it starts in your mind and it triggers everything else. And so if you keep it in the forefront, and I don't care if it takes a year, you know, that's the wonderful thing. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm a travel business owner. And I took that leap because the wonderful thing, you know, growing up, my mother had my sister and I exposed at a very early age, our family. And I think I mentioned this before on one of the previous shows, that our family does a family reunion, and we're on 45 years. And these are annual reunions, but, you know, the interruption of COVID interrupted that annual aspect. And so we lost like 3 years in the fold. So we would actually be closer to 50 annual years, but we're right at that 45, 46 cusp annually. And it's a blessing. I have not attended every single family reunion. And I know that, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that our family is working, which is on my mother's side, as a dynamic to come together in fellowship. And I know that that's not everybody's story. But so from a very, very young age, we start experiencing traveling amongst our family, you know, our immediate family of cousins and aunts and uncles and great uncles and great cousins and, you know, or first, second, third, fourth, fifth remove, you know. But literally our family gathers in different cities where there's a nucleus of us that are located. And what that has spawned for us, especially as a young person, we know that each year, and this is something that my mother lights up about. And so every year, we knew in the summer that our family reunion was coming. So we knew a year in advance what city had that was hosting it. We knew that, okay, if we're going to St. Louis, then we knew that we would be amongst our family in St. Louis. And we knew certain things that we might see and experience. We knew that the arch was going to signify that you've landed in downtown St. Louis. If we went to our family in Ohio, we knew that there was Amish farms and things of that nature that was in that area. If we went to Detroit, you knew that you were headed toward Motown. You know, you come to Chicago, you know you're gonna have the Windy City and elements of different things that the city is known for. And so even in traveling, there's lessons, there's experiences, there's learning. You learn geographically about places, and then you'll be surprised how much it expounds your conversation. It expounds your presence. You might meet someone you never knew, and you're, you know, start talking, and then maybe they talk about somewhere that you visited and you can actually have a conversation in reference to it. Even if you've never been there, maybe it's a desire and they're able to tell you something. And so when I tell you guys, it's just a wonderful level of exchange that's like no other. And I believe that when you want something that is important to you, you find a way to infuse it in your life. And so I found ways to keep and maintain travel within my lifespan, right? From working at the airline, working with the airlines and working at the airport, to owning a travel business, to advocating for travel experiences as a college student. I did a study abroad and was in different countries. I played professional basketball and went out of the country, lived in different countries. So for me, it is a makeup of a lot of the dimensions of how much my trek of my life has been. So it's just a natural element. It's something that naturally fits in the realm of how I maneuver. And even if I'm not consistently traveling on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis in the same way, as most people may do, maybe I'm working my way into those elements based upon what I can do. And so you want to make sure that when you are looking at things, when it comes to, you know, we're getting close to the end of the year, so you already know people are going to be making their valid assumptions of what's next for them and how the new year is going to look and those resolutions. And I'm going to just challenge you to put in your resolution, in your next steps, that you are going to actively do some traveling, you know, connect to some friends, ask some friends. If you're a person that's maybe has never traveled much before, but you got somebody you're close enough and comfortable with, and you guys hung out maybe in the city that you're in, you guys maybe do some social things, ask them, yo, what do you think about going away for the weekend? Or have you been here, some places you might be interested in, if you're afraid to go by yourself?
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Cynthia Sweet Treats, located at 1259 South State Street in Hemet. We are located in the Diamond Valley Shopping Center. Come in and enjoy some puff pastries, custom cakes, cupcakes, mini desserts, handmade pastries, fresh breads, cookies, and event catering. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 8:30 to 3 p.m., and Sundays we are closed. If you have any questions, go ahead and call the store, which is 951-282-3237. You can also find our website at cynthiasweettreats.co.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information, or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
But I'm just telling you guys that from, like I said, from a very young age, my sister and I and my mom, we would drive, we would fly. We even caught Amtrak. I remember getting on a train. It's been a long time since I've been on Amtrak. But I remember how amazing that experience was. And it's pretty phenomenal. Even when you're not necessarily doing the driving and you're commuting, there's opportunities to have conversations and, you know, you might pack food and have your lunch. There's just so many ways to go about it, guys. But when I tell you, it is something that is just as valid as, you know, exercising and getting up and doing your personal hygiene. It's something that can really align into your life and broaden you. I think also, too, that is healthy for you to have a reset. I think that sometimes people get caught up in the normality of life. And one of the things that I said that I am actively working to do is to live my life and not let life live me. And I know what that experience feels like when you feel like everything around you is pulling and pulling at you and controlling how you may have your day go in and out. And sometimes it feels like you're on this hamster wheel and that this rat race is controlling your life. In some ways it may be, but when you make a decision to make a change or to adjust the lens just a little bit, and you put something with of intention into the position, you'll be surprised of how the universe will start putting those things in alignment. And I think that if you're not harming somebody, if you're not, you know, creating a destitute to someone else's, you know, spaces, or, you know, you're not imposing, you're not creating a hardship for other people, then why can't you do that for yourself? Why can't you incorporate a true life changing experience? I think that one of the things that is important as we're getting closer to the holidays, sometimes there are parents that are, you know, under so much stress, they're trying to figure out, how am I going to give my kids a Christmas? And, you know, the consumer side of the world has inflicted society that way. And it's not the unnormal. I know that for most parents and family members that have, you know, family that they want to, you know, honor or show some type of love to, that's a real thing. They wonder, how can they make it happen? But, you know, what's so amazing is, for instance, like taking a cruise. Wonderful thing about doing a cruise is that it has your lodging, it has your food. It pretty much gives you all this all-inclusive opportunity to have an experience, to go somewhere, to commute amongst other people, to not figure every second out as far as activities. There's so many different things that are available to you. And even if, you know, some people don't have passports, but I'm going to tell you guys, this is a time where if you've never done it, I'm going to suggest that you do that. I think it's very important that you get your passports, because we are living in a very volatile society, and you never know when you may need to make a change or make a move. And then you're also prepared. There's opportunities that come up, and now the cruise lines are they're vying for people to come and experience, you know, cruising. It has become one of the biggest upticks in travel. And it just makes sense. If you can get to a city, a port city that is cruising, you got Los Angeles, Long Beach, you have Florida, you have various ports in Florida, from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to Orlando. You have Texas, you have Galveston, Texas, you have even South Carolina. There's New York, Brooklyn. I know that Brooklyn is now porting out out of New York. There's areas like all along the eastern board. So, guys, literally, how many times have you talked about this and said, well, I know I'm going to do it. And you're just putting it off. Well, hopefully this is the moment that I inject some type of real inspired moment for you to prioritize it. If you have family somewhere, even if you're going to visit family, and start out there, and maybe that helps to offset some of your expenses. Maybe you'll have some family that'll let you lodge with them, and they'll feed you and they'll love on you real good. You'll be surprised. People will sometimes give you such a warmth and welcome opportunity. I remember my first experience of Airbnb and going to, I was in London. I was actually technically in Europe, in France. I was in Strasbourg, and I had to commute and travel to London. And a friend of mine had talked about doing Airbnb, had a good experience, and I hadn't really heard of Airbnb I had not had feedback. Let me say that. I heard of Airbnb, but had no feedback of someone I personally knew until my friend posted about this. So this was like 2015, something like that, 2014, 2015. So when I was looking at lodging, I remember saying, okay, let me see what this Airbnb thing is about. And I remember stumbling upon this property that this gentleman owned that had, I don't want to call it like a row house, but when you pulled it up, the houses, they kind of, it gives you that row mentality look. But it was like this mixture of like a row house and like a brownstone. If you're aware of New York brownstones, it kind of had that facade on the front end, except that it wasn't a walk up. You literally, it was on one level to come in, and it had like three levels of the house up, and the homes were beautiful. And so this guy was meticulous about the details and the rooms. Each room was set up to where people can rent out a room. And so, you know, what's so wonderful about places like going to Europe, there's just such a different mentality when it comes to community and how people do things. Like honestly, what we call our disruptors, like Uber, that's in, you know, that has come in and invaded, you know, the taxi cab and the transportation business. And you got Airbnb, which has been disruptive to hotels and what we know is about lodging. But what was so cool about that experience is that it was like my first time staying in a home with other people. There were families that were renting out these different rooms. And then, of course, the common area. Many of us now, of course, know what Airbnb is and may have stayed in an Airbnb. But just to remember that first time going there and having an opportunity and getting access into the property at the wee hours of the morning, because by the time my flight got in and I got over there, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I got into the house, got settled in. And I remember waking up the next day and it was this beautiful garden that was in the back of the house. And there was even a little garden house that was in the yard that was a room that you could rent. And so I eventually had to change rooms after the second night, I think, I was there. And so I ended up getting the garden room as one of the rooms. So I literally had three different experiences within this one property. And the rooms were set up differently. And it was such a revelating experience. And I remember feeling like, wow, it was such a takeaway. Being as an American and traveling to Europe and then having this experience and also seeing how people was just so freely, easily comfortable with being in the common spaces and sharing that space. Then, the rise of Uber, same thing, getting in a car, maybe sharing a ride with someone else or sharing a ride with a complete stranger that's driving you around. Now, back then it might have felt like weird. But, in Europe is, you've heard people say they go couch surfing and backpacking. And so, Europe has been that kind of destined. They've been that kind of destined people for a long time. And I think America, the west side of civilization is catching up to that element. And of course, now I think that most people are a lot more relaxed about it. It doesn't seem as weird to be able to do that. And I just say that it's just these little things that, after a while, they don't seem so big. But the first time, by far, I was traveling alone. I flew into Heathrow Airport, left Heathrow, and, caught the tube, going through the train station in England and getting on the double decker buses and then making my way to my flat, And but I had also had previous experience living in Europe. I lived in France and had my first flat in France probably 15 years earlier. And at that time I was much younger and fresh, my first time leaving the country. And so when you had those firsts, it always makes you nervous. It always makes you feel like, wow, I don't know if this is, naturally your instincts picking in about safety. You think about the other elements of people that may be in the surrounding areas. And, but what's always so nice is that we always tend to overthink the possibilities sometimes. But then when we relax and get comfortable, it opens up our senses to take it all in. And so that's one of the cool things about traveling, is that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be stressful all the time. you know, the better you can, you know, kind of have a conformity of what you're doing, the easier it can become. Now, sometimes there are things that may, you know, come up and put a little crutch in. But for the most part, it can be such a amazing experience. And I do believe that it is one of the very rare things that gives your body and your mind a reset. And a lot of times we might value certain things or look at certain things monetarily, but until we have the opportunity to be fully involved in it and allow it to overcome us, you find that, you know, I may have spent $500 here, but I had $1 million experience. And I think that is just one of those things that as a society, I'm going to tell you what's interesting. As a society, American wise, we might move a little differently. But in Europe, I remember many a times hearing families say they're going on holiday. You'll hear that term. Well, we're going on holiday. And when they go on holiday, honey, they mean they're going on holiday. They mean they're going to be gone 3-4 weeks. And when they go on holiday, that means they're gone. There's no, don't call me, this ain't work, you know, I'm going on holiday. So the family is gone a lot of times, and it incorporates international travel, you know, or a long journey. And I've actually met quite a few families that have come in from Europe and come into the U.S. and they have been just so matter of fact about their journey. So like, yeah, we're on holiday and we'll be here for 2 weeks and then we'll go here for 2 weeks and then we'll fly back. And but guys, you know, it's something that is feasible. I think that sometimes with proper planning and even impromptu opportunities, sometimes you might have 2 days off in a row and you can just maybe go somewhere. There's this term that I've definitely became familiar with. And now in California, it's not uncommon, carveying, meaning that you're kind of camping out with your car. There's a huge festival that happens here, Coachella. They just did Coachella last month. And listen, let me tell you something. Them people out in the desert all night partying. And when it's over with, they get in their car, plop them seat backs. Look, get up the next day, go find themselves some way to hygiene and back at it, you know. And so, guys, I think sometimes we might be societally connecting how travel looks. Only you know what that is. Only you know what your comfort zone is and what you're open to. Right. So I say that to say that sometimes it may be some unconventional things that you can do. Right. And I remember we used to go to the drive-in, right? The drive-in movies used to be like, there's still some around. They're not as many, but there's still some around. You know, you go to the drive-in movie theater. You most times you might pop the back of your truck, sit on the back of the bed of the truck and watch the movie. You might be in the actual car, you know, connected to the radio, listening to it on the, you know, loud theater sound, and it's coming through your car. What's the difference? Right. So, you know, you may not decide to go in the theater. You might just have the theater in your car. So, guys, this is flexibility sometimes. And sometimes you need to have an open mind to things, and it'll give you so much more opportunity to expand and expound on experiences. That's pretty much what I'm getting at. So I just hope that you guys have had some opportunity to travel. And then if you have had an opportunity to travel, do more. That's my message. Do more. And when you do, you know, take note of it and really try to relish in it. And, you know, take pictures, capture video. And that's one of the cool things. You know, Facebook is notorious for putting up memories. And so I think it's, you know, we're in such an advanced society, and it's just a wonderful thing to be able to know that you can do something that is so simple as leaving the area that you see day to day and do something to reset yourself or to give yourself a little bit of upcharge, you know, or sometimes just to move away from things that's been consuming you. Right. And have a time of reflection. You know, I think during travel, you have a lot of time to reflect. You have a lot of time to wind down. Sometimes people just completely unplug, you know. Some people travel, still have work. You know, there's a lot of remote workers out here now. If you're working from home, hey, you could be working from the beach, right? which is why I did my travel business, because as long as I got my computer, phone, or whatever, I got my ability to speak or to book or what, my business is with me, right? So that's just one component, right? So literally, guys, I just say make it part of your life. If you haven't been, I suggest you do it in that way that you can just have another level of completion, you know, and I would love to hear your stories. I would love to hear where you're going and where you've been. And if you've heard this series and you've heard me talking about it, and from this, you made a decision to go somewhere or step into something you haven't done, you know, hey, post it on our podcast. Listen, if you have an Apple device, make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts. I would love to get your ratings and reviews of our segments. And, you know, let me know what you got going on and what your experience was, and share with the world. And I look forward to knowing more about how you've been able to do something differently and how it may have changed the dynamics of your work. It could change the dynamics of your work week. It can help to elevate your life, your relationships. You know, sometimes we've been drowned in different things, and sometimes our relationships needs to be recharged. And so those relationships could be with self. They could be with other people. They could be with family. They could be with your kids. They could be with your siblings. There's no limitation. And so I pray that each and every one of us are taking that and taking it into real account and making it a point of making it happen. So I'm concluding this show, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to speak to you about it. And hey, if you want to know anything about this from me, you know, you can always check me out on realtravelers365.com. So just wanted to let you know how to get to that aspect with me. And, you know, hey, I would love to share the world of travel with you. So for all my real travelers, that's an opportunity. And that's spelled RealTravellers, realtravelers365.com. And you can email me too at that email address, realtraveler365@gmail.com, no S. All right. So guys, as always, I want you to be blessed. All right. I love you guys. Have a great day. Later. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hey girl, come stop by Double Meek Dub, located off of 211 North State Street in Hemet, California, 92543. We offer eyelash extensions, brow waxing, brow lamination, ombre powder brows, as well as two-day lash courses. So come get Meek Dub.